two stray cats brightened my day. Hardly had the bell rung when I picked up my school bag and walked out. It was time to go home after the evening classes. That day I was in a rotten mood, upset about my grades, my friends, and everything else around me. I was eager to retreat from the depressing classroom as soon as possible. Added to my stress was the weather. It was raining hard. Tramping ahead in the rain, I found it was difficult to breathe under my umbrella. My best friend Michael had been sick for weeks. We used to go home together. We used to buy snacks for each other under the overpass near our school. But now there was no one on the road except me. I walked into a dark lane. Somewhere I heard meow, meow, meow coming from ahead. Some cats were crying sadly there. I decided to look for the source of the cries. My search led me to a car parked in the lane. I looked under and I found two stray cats sheltering there from the weather. Poor creatures, they didn't even have a warm home. When I was looking at them, I found a hungry look in their eyes. After a while, the bigger cat walked out to a bin nearby. Obviously, it wanted to look for a bite in it. I turned around and walked into a corner store in the lane, where I spent 2 yen on a ham snack. When I returned to the car, the two creatures were still there. Looking at the ham snack in my hand, I felt a bit hungry myself. My supper was at 6 p.m. Now it was well past 10:30. I had a bite of the ham snack and put the rest under a tree nearby. Then I stood away and watched. After a while, the two cats rushed from under the car to the tree. They started to devour the ham snack. After they finished the meal, I walked toward them. When they saw me approaching, the two stray cats raced away like lightning. I froze where I was and watched them at a distance. After some time, the two creatures didn't feel I was a threat anymore. Then I headed home. Every day, a lot of people pass by the two stray cats in the lane, yet no one stops to offer them a hand except me. In their eyes, the two creatures are insignificant, but they need warmth and care, just like my friend Michael, who has been sick for such a long time. Michael must be lonely staying at home. Running into the two stray felines brightened my day. Upon reflection, I realize I have a lot in this world, compared with the two stray cats. The two cats have no home. To survive, they brave the weather to look for food. I have a lot of things I call my own, and I am basking in love and care from family and friends. There is no reason I should waste my life. I am to make it worthwhile. Tomorrow is a better day.